accepted it. Now you're gone, have to accept it. Did I meet your mom too soon? Or did I do what I always do?
Taylor Swift's new hit song, with her breakup with Travis Kelce already in the books. The relationship is over. She already wrote a song about it and got it out. No, they're still going strong. Week 2, Taylor Swift watch in the NFL. She was back. She couldn't shake off another chance to watch Travis Kelce on the field. The 12-time Grammy Award winner arrived at MetLife Stadium about 40 minutes before kickoff to watch Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs defeat the New York Jets 23-20. Everybody is going nuts with Swiftie fever. I just saw this on Instagram. I don't know how reliable. What's this account? It is a big account. Pubity, P-U-B-I-T-Y. But according to them, and again, I don't want to give misinformation out over the air, but this was the most watched game. Let's see, it says the Chiefs versus Jets was the most viewed Sunday football game since the Super Bowl, thanks to increased female viewership. Taylor Swift's boyfriend playing in the game. I honestly would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if that were the case. They're doing the cartoons. They're making Taylor Swift date Kelce. Like, the NFL is doing a full court press right now. All Travis Kelce had to do was do a Pfizer commercial, and all of a sudden, Taylor Swift is showing up at his games. It's something, boy. It really is something. So you had her coming up, showing up with Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman for some reason. What? Why is he there? I know he's divorced now. He finally divorced that old lady that he was he was married to. And then Blake Lively, which I believe is Ryan Reynolds' wife. Ryan Reynolds is the man, dude. He's got quite the life there. He's got a successful acting career, but he's a businessman. He started that Mint Mobile thing and I believe sold it to T-Mobile. Now he's a billionaire or close to it after selling it to T-Mobile from just his business acumen. So that's pretty cool. And he's married to Blake Lively, which is, I'm looking at her right now. That's pretty good. I might even, if I had to select between Taylor and Blake Lively, I might go Blake on that one. Ryan Reynolds rules. But that's an odd pairing there. For some reason, Hugh Jackman just sticks out like a sore thumb. But I guess Ryan Reynolds, it's potential that they're friends or something. A lot of people are sick of this, though. How do you feel about Taylor Swift and the NFL romance going on right now? 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. Lisa says that she thought it was more cool that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman were in attendance. However, Taylor has a huge fan base, so that's what everyone wants to talk about. Yeah. And I mean, apparently it's doing numbers for the NFL too, and their advertising revenue with just her being in the stands and maybe even just dating quote unquote Travis Kelce. Is it real? I don't even know. I don't know what's real anymore. And by the way, this is the Johnny B Show. Johnny B out tonight filming a comedy special for Black Entertainment Television. Speaking of what's real, I don't know. We do have a phone call. Let's grab that. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Hey, let me just turn my radio down. Okay.
Please.
Hey. So this is Jennifer. I'm just listening right now. And Ryan Reynolds also invented aviation gym.
Is it? Oh, it's just a workout gym?
No. aviation, like air, like an airplane. Gin, G-I-N.
What the hell is that?
It's a really popular gin.
Booze.
Liquor, my friend.
Yes, I am a big liquor
aviation
fan.
Gin. And then Blake Lively just started her own thing with, like, I think it looks like it's tequila, like, with bubbles in a can.
Okay, like a High Noon or something like that.
Yeah, but with tequila instead.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's what's... aviation, I guess it's good, too. It says aviation is one of the most popular gins on the market.
Yeah, there's even a drink called the Aviation. I wait tables. It's super popular.
How about that? Yeah, I'm not a gin guy. I haven't gotten into the gin realm yet, but, you know, who knows what tomorrow will bring. Okay, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, guys. Have a great night. Thanks.
See ya. Thank you. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Yeah, aviation gin, that guy does it all. Dave Portnoy is not happy with all the Taylor Swift craze going on in the NFL. He recently got back Barstool Sports. I wanted to talk about this last week because he had a run-in with a Washington Post reporter. For whatever reason, well, I guess I know why. He's kind of seen as like there's that phrase barstool conservative, like he might lean into politics a little bit. But I've heard him say things that he seems pretty moderate to me. But he interviewed Trump. He did certain things that would come up on journalists' radar as this guy is one of the enemies and he must be destroyed type of thing. So he's got a lot of heat on him. And he had this pizza thing that happened last week in New York. It was, you know, he's the pizza guy, the one bite challenge, all that stuff. And he had a festival of pizza places competing, you know, for the title of best pizza or whatever. So the Washington Post had done reporting on him in the past and then used that as material that, this guy's got, he's not really a good guy. Let's just put it out there. According to their reporting that they put out previously, they cited their own reporting, as many of these people do. And they contacted the supporters, the sponsors of this event, and said, hey, just wanted to ask why you're, you know, supporting this guy. He's got reports of not being a nice guy. What do you think? Kind of passively putting it on, like, maybe you should pull your support. He's not a nice guy. So Dave Portnoy found out about this, called the reporter, and it was online. He posted the entire conversation online, just caught her totally off guard, didn't know how to answer any of his questions. It was really worth a watch. It was about 10 minutes long. So that was, he was in the news for that last week, and it was a fascinating media study. I don't know how many people are interested in that. I find it absolutely fascinating. But he's done with this Taylor Swift stuff. He said at Swift's presence at the Chiefs-Jets game in support of Kansas City tight end, that Travis Kelce, that they stole the Sunday night football spotlight. He said, this is nuts. The NFL is simping for Taylor. Simp behavior includes, but is not limited to, doing things to impress a crush or being overly responsive to someone, according to Men's Health, which did a deep dive into being labeled a simp. Simp is my favorite word right now. Portnoy's post-game comments heightened speculation that Swift and Kelce, both 33, are an item. He also shared a photo of Swift from her suite at MetLife Stadium in a separate post, which featured pop megastar cheering on the Chiefs with celeb pals Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, along with Kelce's mom, Donna, and Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany. Oh, Brittany must be thrilled. This is all she wants. She wanted to be a superstar so bad with her online presence, and now she's hanging out with the biggest star in the world, Taylor Swift. This has got to be just phenomenal for her. Hugh Jackman was there. Yeah, we talked about that. Let's see. He says, love story is dominating headlines, and it's soaking up all of the NFL juice into Taylor Swift right now. The league changed its cover photo on X from pics of Swift at Arrowhead to the latest snaps of her at MetLife Stadium on Monday. So even the NFL's getting in on this. I think this might be a business arrangement. I'm not even sure it's real, that she's dating Travis Kelce for real. I don't know. I'd be curious to know what you think. 727-579-1025. 1025. Hello, you're on a Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Hey, Will, it's Carmen.
Hey, Carm. What up?
Oh, my God. This Kelsey Swift thing is just...
It's fake, right? So, it's not real.
I don't know. I wouldn't doubt if they're dating. But for one, I don't think Brittany Mahomes is like, yeah, I get to meet a superstar. I think she would be more like... I like being in the spotlight. I don't know. I don't know her. But I just think it's so... For one, I already thought Travis Kelce before this was a douche. So, you know, he's just like savoring every second of any kind of extra attention he can get.
Johnny said that too, but... Why did you think he was a douche? I mean, I follow...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you could just tell his ego is so huge. It's not even... Personally, I don't like men that have that kind of an ego where they think they're the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
I always got that from him, And this is way before Taylor Swift. And actually, I'm not a Chiefs fan, so to speak, but I love Patrick Mahomes. I love Andy Reid. But I don't know. Travis Kelce always kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
I feel like this might be because Johnny was kind of saying the same thing, and I kind of pressed him on it last week, and he didn't really give any examples. It's like Kelce derangement syndrome a little bit that a lot of people have. I've heard that he's a douche, but I haven't really heard any... reason why, other than I just get the feeling.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can get that feeling from watching them in interviews and things like that. You know, just like any celebrity, like obviously we'd never meet them or know them, but yeah. I always just got that feeling like he thinks he is the great. And then, you know, the whole Super Bowl with him and his brother, I get it, but that got blown out. And now it's just over the top with her.
Okay. I mean, I guess I have to take it's your opinion that you're entitled to.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really seen him be a douche. But I know what you mean. Like, I hated, what's his name? Bradley Cooper. When he was in Wedding Crashers, he played the role of the bad guy so well that I hated him. I was like, that guy sucks.
But
I don't
that
like
was
that
a
guy.
Movie.
Right, but it took me a while to figure out, like, oh, no, he's playing a character in a movie. He's not that guy. I'm saying that he played it so well that while I knew it was a character, I was like, I hate that guy. And to be alone, when I saw him in other stuff, I was like, oh, I hate this guy. I don't want him on. And I remember my bubby having the same thing with Stephen Colbert back in the day when he had the Colbert Report after The Daily Show. Mm-hmm. She was like, I hate this guy. I can't watch him. I hate him. He's like Bill O'Reilly. I'm like, yeah. That's what he's going for. It's a character. And she just could not. She's like, I can't do it. I hate this guy.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate between the character and the person.
Right.
But this is a football player. You know, he is what he is, so to speak. You know, we know the NFL is, it's an organization. They want to make money. So, if they can get a bunch of 14-year-old girls to watch NFL just to see Taylor Swift, of course they're going to hop on board. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's smart. It's certainly smart. That's why I have a feeling it might be contrived. Like, maybe the NFL is paying her as an advertiser of the NFL by dating,
I wouldn't doubt
quote
it.
Unquote. I mean, does she need the money, though? That would be the thing.
Oh, right. No,
doesn't. She's one of the ones who sold her catalog early to a record company and got like $100 million or something. So it's not like she's starving for cash.
No, I think she'll be just fine. It's still, I get it for the overall fan, you know, that just wants to watch football. You know, it gets a little obnoxious. Like, I don't care that Taylor Swift's there. I don't care who's in the box. I don't care if she's hugging Travis Kelce's mother. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah,
okay, so what's happening on the field?
Yeah, I get you. I mean, you're not wrong. But, you know, they're doing the cartoons, and now maybe they got Taylor Swift for the ladies, and whatever they're doing seems to be working. Carm, I appreciate the phone call.
And actually,
yeah.
Wait, when I see Carrie Underwood do the Sunday night opening to Sunday Night Football, I would, just as a woman appreciating another woman, her beauty and everything else, like, blows Taylor out the water. Easily.
She's hotter than Taylor Swift. Oh,
100%. Taylor's, like, cute, but she's not hot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I see.
She's like a kid, even though she's 33.
Yeah, well, I think she's got a leg up just because she is kind of unique looking. She's like she looks like she should be an elf on Lord of the Rings type of thing.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, Carm, thanks for the call.
Nice talk to you.
Yeah, you too. See ya. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Willie K. It's DC. What's up, buddy?
DC, what up, dog? Hanging out.
Not much. Gin is for pussies, bourbon's for men.
True that. I agree.
So that's all I got to say about that. The whole Taylor Swift thing, that's all they do is posture for more attention, more money. The NFL is about nothing but money, so I just think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's phony as heck, and I bet you they break up in 6 months.
Interesting.
Technically, after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, even if it's not, like, fake, they're probably going to break up after 6 months. I mean, just knowing her dating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if he makes it to the Super Bowl, then fine. But as soon as he's out of the playoffs, she's gone.
They got to be... Kansas City fans have to be kind of worried about that, because we all remember last year as Buccaneers fans and what Tom Brady went through when he was getting his divorce. He just wasn't quite himself.
Oh, yeah. Distraction is a distraction.
Yeah, and losing Taylor Swift. I mean, Tom Brady lost Giselle, but lose Travis Kelce losing Taylor Swift is, I mean, that's got to take its toll if it is real.
Oh, absolutely. You got to focus on football, not the whole glamour of everything. So we'll see how it all plays out. It's quite ridiculous to me.
Yeah. Amen, bro.
But thank you again for always being live. I just love live radio, and I love when sports aren't. I hope the Bone doesn't turn into the next sports station.
Well,
because
who knows?
It's really annoying that I can't hear the format that I love.
Well, you know, again, DC, I think you are a listener of the podcast, but HMB Radio on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, I listen to you. Don't worry about that. I listen to you off of here, but just in general, I love the Bone just for the format. And then they went to the whole sports garbage and stuff. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's just me drunk and complaining.
All right,
love you, Willie. Stay live, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. Peace out. See ya. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Willie, what's up?
What up, man? Is this Booby?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That's your new name, Willie. He good to call you that.
Yeah.
The last two callers. Bro, what's going on with all this football talk? What you talking sports tonight?
Yeah, it's a lot of sports.
Everything you talking about, I seen that Sunday last week. Everybody keeps saying the same thing. Oh, she going to write a song about him. And y'all keep saying, we don't want to talk about Taylor no more, but you keep talking about it.
I know. Dude, you know what? You're right.
Okay, you're there by yourself. That's why I'm saying. You remember Anna used to work with your show, and y'all got rid of her because she ain't know nothing about Baker Mayfield?
That's not
you
why.
You starting to suck too, bro.
Damn.
And you ain't good by yourself.
Damn.
I'm going to give it to you blood raw. Y'all told me to give it to you.
You ain't got
nothing to talk about it if Johnny B ain't there.
No, we're talking about
sports.
Taylor
you
Swift.
You know sports show. Yeah, you started with the Buck. Okay, everybody's seen that.
Yeah.
You spent an hour on them. You just trying to waste time. Now you're going to go off the show with Taylor Swift.
Nope, you're
everybody
wrong.
Everybody's seen that crap.
You're wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
You're wrong, Booby.
That's garbage, man. I thought you called B-holes. You notice they ain't calling? Nobody want to talk about Taylor. I've been over that.
A lot of people want to talk about Taylor. They're on the phone right now waiting to talk about Taylor.
Yeah, because he can sing good.
If
she couldn't sing, that dude Kelce wouldn't be with her. Taylor Swift ain't no.
You think that's
none
it?
Of that. She just
you
got
think,
a horse.
You think that he admires
man,
her talent?
Man, look at her, dude. Look at her.
Booby, I got to point out that you're talking about Taylor Swift a lot, and you just complained about talking about Taylor Swift.
So what? I know, because y'all keep talking about her.
Don't curse, Booby. I got to let you go now.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Idiot. See, it's funny, though. I mean, Booby does have a point. I'm not going to lie. that I don't really want to talk about this either, but it is the biggest story in the country right now. Just like when COVID was really around, we talked about it every day, and we were like, God, I don't want to talk about this, but there were new developments. Things were happening. And with the Taylor Swift thing, Boobie's right, but also it's the biggest story in the country today. And yes, we all talk about, all the shows talk about the biggest news in the country and in the world every day. We all have a little bit different of a spin on it. Yeah, there are some overlap. Boobie's right again. But it's funny that even when he's complaining about talking about Taylor Swift, he goes on a diatribe about Taylor Swift.